8:03 on this Friday morning, time for the weekend. And what a crazy week it has been for so many people across the Deltaplex. A lot of people still without power. Mm-hmm. Just been just an incredible, incredible time on top of the coronavirus. I know lots of things are happening, and pleased to have Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sargent. Chief, thanks for jumping on.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're here.
Yep.
We are here. How about yourself? I know you guys have to have been very busy the last week.
Indeed. With so much going on in the community with the virus and now the damage associated with the storm, it has been a busy week, but nevertheless, we're making it through it.
So what was your first, you know, instinct, or what was the first thing that you as the chief had to do as far as rallying the police department around after the storms that hit Sunday night?
The biggest thing was assessing where trees may have been across roadways. And I guess the first thing we did was checking around where trees had fallen on houses and making sure no one was trapped inside and things of that nature. I think we did have one situation where we did assist in getting an elderly individual out. But that was the first thing, just to make sure no one was either hurt or trapped inside their homes. And then after that, trying to make sure that the roadways were clear of trees and branches, blocking roadways off and things of that nature that may have been hazardous.
You're talking about roadways and getting damage off. Whose responsibility is it ultimately to clear the roads?
We call on the street department. Anything that's on the roadway, that's on the street, that would be for the street department to do. But if it's on your private property, then it's on the homeowner to address that.
Yesterday morning or late the night before, there was an accident where a young woman lost her life. And I've heard varying stories about the tree and where it was and had it been there from the storm. Do you have any details on that?
The only thing I know, it had been there from the storm. And when I was given an update on the accident, that's what I was advised, that it was not a tree or limb that had fallen down after the storm, that it had fallen prior to. But that was pretty much my update on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many trees that have fallen down. I mean, just everywhere you look at throughout Jefferson County and Southeast Arkansas. But, you know, Pine Bluff, Sheridan, those are the areas that seem to just have been walloped the most.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. Me and my wife, we were out heading home when the situation blew in, and it got quite frightening because as we were driving, we did witness some limbs falling out the trees, and a couple of them fell across the roadway as we were driving down the road. And
wow.
I got a little frightened by that. About that.
A veteran police officer getting scared by a little wind, huh?
Yeah, a little wind.
Chief, the radio tower at our station location had been standing for over 60 years, and the wind took it out.
I heard that. I was listening yesterday and heard that happened.
Yeah, not so. That just, to me, it just shows how strong the winds were, because that thing has been up there for a long time and weathered lots of storms. And I don't think it had seen anything like came on Sunday night.
Wow, it was something to see. And I'm glad when you see all the damage, as I drove around the city to survey and assess what damage was caused, I was just amazed that no one, you know, got hurt or lost their life in this situation.
Tell me, I mean, with all the, you know, obviously the coronavirus and people staying at home and getting antsy, I have noticed that there's been more people out running around the last couple of days in my little opinion of what I've seen. But now with the storms, I mean, where are we with crime? I talked to Sheriff Woods, and he thought maybe, if anything, it had gone down countywide. What can you tell us about the city of Pine Bluff and the crime rate the last month or month and a half?
The crime rate is down. One thing I was thinking about when the schools were closed and so many people displaced from their jobs, my immediate concern was was going to be an uptick in crime. But as we're looking at the numbers right now, it is down. And you know, you spoke on, it seemed that people are becoming a little bit more active in the community. I think that's what happening. What is happening is being in the house closed up for so long, they start to get a little anxiety and they want to move about. And so you are seeing a little more movement than you were seeing when we first put the curfew in place.
I don't think that's just for Pine Bluff or Jefferson County or Southeast. I think it's the whole country starting to feel that way.
It's the whole country. As a matter of fact, if you looked at some of the national news, you see where some people were just actually out protesting and wanting to get curfews uplifted and get back to moving, get back to work. It's not just us. It's all the way across our country.
Speaking of curfew, what do you think? It's about time to lift that in Pine Bluff?
No, I don't think it is. I don't want to make a false move or be premature in making a decision. And we hadn't seen in my mindset, a decrease in the COVID activity to say, hey, let's uplift that curfew right now. So I would think we need to leave it there probably a few more weeks.
Do you have any idea in the city of Pine Bluff how many homes are under quarantine?
I do not. I do not. Not in the city of Pine Bluff. The numbers that we are provided are given for the county.
Okay.
So how that will relate as to Pine Bluff numbers only, I don't have those numbers.
Majority, but not all of them.
I would think majority by Pine Bluff being the biggest city in the county, but I can't confirm that.
Okay. Anything else that we need to know?
I think we pretty much covered it. I just want our citizens to just continue to practice everything that we've been doing: social distancing, avoid personal touching, sanitizing, face coverings. I just want to continue to reinforce. I know we may be getting a little weary with doing it, but it's about our safety as a whole, as a community. So I just want to support everyone and ask them to continue to do that. And we're going to make it through this situation. Pine Bluff has, and I'm just speaking on Pine Bluff in general on this. Pine Bluff has gone through a lot of things over the years, but we've always prevailed through them, and we will in this situation as well.
Hey, how many patrol people are we have a full patrol out and about within the department?
We are fully strength in our patrol divisions, and so none of that has been affected by either the storm nor the virus.
What are we doing as far as people gathering more than 10 or after curfew? Are you actively going out searching that out to break those up, arrest people?
Yes, sir. Yes, if we're seeing that, we are approaching them and asking them to disperse and just sort of kind of once again reaffirming the reason for it. And like I said, some people are getting a little antsy and a little irritated, but at the same time, we got to stay the course.
All right. Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sergeant. Chief, thanks for jumping on with us this morning.
Greg, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.